I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Martin Luther once said, "This life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness, not health, but healing, not being, but becoming, not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we shall be, but we are growing toward it. The process is not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified." That statement captures Psalm 107 well, which begins, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." Psalm 107 invites those who have been redeemed by God to tell their own story, and to consider it in light of the great tapestry of reversals that God is weaving into history. The psalm goes on then to give four stories about different types of people that God has redeemed by reversal. First, you have the innocent wanderers, verses 4 to 9. These are folks who meet suffering through no fault of their own. They then cry out to God, and He delivers them, satisfying their hunger and thirst, bringing them to a city where they belong. The next story is in verses 10 to 16, and it's of those who suffer, and it is their fault. You see, they have rebelled against God's rules, and now they find themselves imprisoned. So, they cry out to God, and God delivers them, breaking their chains and bringing them out of darkness. Story 3 is verses 17 to 22. It's about fools who walk a sinful path and then find themselves at death's door. So they cry out to God, and God delivers them. God sends His word and heals them, rescuing them from the grave. And the last story is of the mighty merchants, verses 23 to 32. These are sailors who set out to sea, only to find themselves in a super storm that leaves them at their wits' end. They think they're perishing, and you guessed it. They cry out to God, and God delivers them, hushing the great storm and bringing them into a safe haven. I'm sure you saw the common pattern. God redeems through reversals. The wanderer finds a home. The prisoner is freed. The dying are healed. The storm-tossed end up in a safe harbor. Each story of redemption is about reversal. And the reversal of all things is how this psalm concludes, verses 40 to 43. "He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste, but He lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord." The nobles, those people who are high, God brings low. The needy who are low, God lifts them up. The wicked, they're hushed. The upright, they end up rejoicing. My friends, God is the God who delights in turning everything that is upside down, right side up. And the final verse invites us to become wise by considering this, by pondering God's loving deeds in each of these storylines. By the way, which story or stories are most like your story? And what should you do? What should we do in light of seeing God's pattern of redemption by reversal? Well, first, we should see that this life is not glory, but rather it's the cross. God makes His glory known in our lives in the same pattern that He did in His own Son's life. Jesus took up a cross with an eye to the glory to come, that great glory reversal promised by the Father. Second, we should learn from this pattern the proper posture. We must go low and cry out to God. We ought to stay needy and on our knees. In every story, the reversal comes after folks see their need and cry out to God. And at the end, we read that those who don't see their need, those nobles, those who are wicked, they end up being humbled. They end up being hushed. Psalm 107 teaches us that God has established what we could describe as the law of grace. You see, grace by nature It's kind of like water. It only flows downhill. We get up too high, we take ourselves to where God's grace won't reach us. But if we go low, we enable God's grace to flow into our lives. This, my friends, is the gospel. See your need, turn to God, and be wise in remembering that this is not the end, but it is the road. God redeems us by reversal. Remember who you are and who you belong to.